Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rittman.
You know, a few days ago, I was changing channels, and a show came up about renovating homes. And you know, it always amazes me how much you can change a home when you renovate it. And really, you know, how some of those changes, they don't seem to cost much money, but others, they cost quite a bit more. And, you know, here's a fun fact. You can finance those renovations, both the expensive and the low-cost ones, and you can do it when you purchase a home or when you refinance. So you could do it when you're purchasing, you can do it refinance, and believe it or not, you can even do it on a rental property. I'm very excited to welcome Jim Regan. He is the leading guru in home renovation lending for, and he's been doing it for, I don't know, Jim, how many years? Three decades?
Yeah, 3 years. That would be great. It is actually 30 years. I wrote my first FHA 203K in 1988, Rick.
That's what I thought. That's phenomenal. Yep. And you're not only, you know, you're an expert, you work here at Advisors Mortgage in the Fix It Mortgage department. And you're also, though, you're a national speaker. You go all over speaking about home renovation and how to go about doing it.
That's right. Over the years, I've done that many times in many places and actually been a guest speaker for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Fannie Mae, the National Association of Realtors, and other organizations across the country for this topic particularly, because when you're able to get an understanding around it, you'll really be able to see the benefits that it brings to the marketplace.
Yeah, well, I know I've been around you a little bit and have heard a lot of the benefits, and I've seen a lot of those benefits also. So I understand. And I wanted to also thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. It's really a pleasure. I really get a kick out of every opportunity we have to just help a few more people understand what they can accomplish with a renovation loan.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting things is how passionate you are about it. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you on, because you're so passionate about what you do that I think that's really, really shows to people, and you really know what you're talking about because you have done it once or twice before.
Yeah, we've really had a lot of practice, that's for sure. And one of the things, honestly, two things, really. We really try to pay attention to what's going on so we can learn by the good things that are happening. And we can also pay attention to, you know, the issues we have along the way and make sure we put things in place to make it easier for people to go through this process. And the other thing is we really take the time often to turn around and take a look at our transactions and really look at what we're able to help people accomplish. And the biggest thing is helping young families find affordable opportunities to home ownership and finding properties that are discounted that, you know, maybe they'd otherwise pass by, but we help them understand that they can become opportunities as well.
Yeah, and so how does it work? I know Fix It Mortgage is a unique opportunity for families, like you're saying, to find, you know, the right property,
yep,
something they need to fix up, and a lot of times find something affordable. And I was hoping you could speak to that and also about how it works and how it's different.
Sure. So Fix It Mortgage is our brand for our renovation loan program. Renovation loans, there are really many of them. Fix It Mortgage includes all of the government and conventional renovation loans that are available in the market today. There's FHA programs called the FHA 203K, standard and limited programs. Fannie Mae has Home Style, Home Ready with Renovation. Freddie Mac has Choice Renovation. VA has a VA renovation program. And we're fortunate enough to have a jumbo product that we offer as well. So there's many of them. We put them all under the Fix It Mortgage brand because Fix-It Mortgage really says what we want it to say. It has a message that we hope people will understand that they are able to buy a home, fix it, and love it. And we like helping people see that. The FHA 203K is a great program and is a really good foundation to renovation lending. And having written my first one in 1988, I'm really committed to it. Frankly, when you say FHA 203K to somebody, it doesn't have a message. Sometimes realtors interpret it as a transaction that just takes too long and often isn't successful and things like that. And it's really not true when you have a good recipe around the product line. What we did was decide at Advisors that we wanted to brand the product ourselves, and we put it together with the message, Fix It Mortgage, Buy It, Fix It, Love It. And the way it works is this. It gives, in a purchase transaction, it gives a home buyer the opportunity to buy a property that's in less than satisfactory condition. Doesn't mean that it has to be a blown out, damaged property that somebody stole all the copper out of 6 months ago. Often it's just an older property that needs to be updated, that sometimes people pass by because they don't like the colors and the roof's got to be replaced. Those properties are good opportunities because they are discounted. And I can only tell you from all the data I've looked at over 30 years, they're always discounted further than the cost of renovations. So what that means is it gives somebody the chance to buy a property that's discounted because of its condition or age or its status, maybe as a bank-owned property, and they can buy the property, finance the purchase price, plus the renovation costs in one single transaction. We structure our loan by looking at the sales price plus the renovations. That's a total investment. We calculate the loan amount based on that total investment so that someone is, in fact, borrowing purchase and renovation money at the same time. When we close our loan, we pay off the seller, and the renovation funds go into an escrow account. And they are administered, similar to a construction loan, through a system of inspections and draw requests, so that they can fund their renovations through a project until it's completed. And it does, as I explained, it certainly it's got some extra pieces. That's what makes it different. It does have inspections and decisions about design decisions and contractor, who are you going to use, and things like that. And they are extra pieces that most lenders don't choose to get involved in. But I was very fortunate in finding Advisors 3.5 years ago. Frankly, I wish I'd found them 20 years ago. they allowed us to bring over a number of people. We actually have a whole team that supports everybody, like you, Rick,
right,
in the field. And our job is to simply provide the product-specific support to you and your customers so that we get through the transaction efficiently and your home buyer gets somebody holding their hand the whole time who's done it a couple of thousand times.
Yeah, and
we really enjoy that.
Yep, and that's extremely important. I know before I got to Advisors, you could never actually close most of these mortgages. What would happen is you really didn't know how to do the process. Your processors didn't know how to do the process. Your underwriters didn't really understand the process. So you would tell everybody it's going to be a 90 to 120-day process.
Yeah.
And then 65, 70, 80 days in, they would go, you know what, this is way too hard. Let's do something else. And they would do a different mortgage. They'd find a different house. They wouldn't do this. But
sure.
Advisors, we don't have that problem. We close them quickly.
No. Our average turnaround time, and I watch this stuff every day, Our average turnaround time is 41.16 days. And
that's incredible.
It simply comes from a proven recipe over the years that starts with the support that we bring to the table in the sales process, the origination of the loan, directly talking with you and your customer so that everybody knows what's going on, everybody understands the milestones, and we get started, we go to work right away and run a number of different process flows at the same time. Not just the credit, income, and asset stuff that every other mortgage puts together in a process flow, but we also have our renovation specialist working with your buyer to get the right inspection, to make the right choices, to get a contractor in place, to get the paperwork for the contractor. And we run those process flows at the same time. And it's only through trial and error, frankly, that we learned that many years ago and have kept our team of specialists together so that we can provide that kind of support for people.
Yeah, and it's huge. I can tell you from this end, being in two different situations where you didn't have that and you do it, it makes a world of difference. Everybody's happier. The real estate agents are happier. The borrower's happier. The seller's happier. I'm happier. I mean, it's just everybody seems a lot happier with it the way we do it here at Advisors.
That's what we're here for, to make you happy, Rick.
Yeah, I know. That's your only the only goal in life right there is to make me happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of making people happy, well, how does this how can this help, cuz there'll be a lot of real estate agents listening today. So how does this help real estate agents find more buyers?
Sure. So it helps the real estate agent find more buyers because, you know, and you can picture this. Real estate agents do a terrific job, and, you know, they'll sit and talk to somebody before they go out and buy houses, and they'll get them qualified, and then they'll begin to look for that house that a young couple has been dreaming about. But often they'll get in the car and go look at houses, the same thing happens all the time in every marketplace. They begin to find those houses they're dreaming of, but the problem is they often can't afford them. And they get stuck in the first scene of Property Brothers for 6 months. And they lose, you know, they're discouraged. Because they can't find what they want at a price they can afford. So our program can help them develop more buyers by a little bit of an education process where a buyer can understand that they're able to get those things that they want in a home, but maybe they can find it affordably by going to look at a house that needs a coat of paint and a new roof, and yes, it needs an updated kitchen. And if you have an open mind about that, then more buyers can qualify for those discounted opportunities. And at the same time, we can help them build in those things that they want, and they can find houses. That group of buyers that may be out there that a realtor has not found a place for over the last 6 or 12 months, they could have a conversation about this. Look at a home that's a little more affordable, that maybe it does need a little bit of work, and we can provide the help in the planning process and the understanding and how to get that done so you end up with the opportunity to buy a house, fix it, and love it.
Yeah, it's not only for the real estate agents. That also makes a lot of sense for a borrower to do. Somebody out looking to buy a house, if they're not finding the home that they want, maybe this is giving them an opportunity then to change what they're looking at and find a house.
Absolutely correct. It's, you know, in every market today, Rick, everybody talks about the problem of available inventory, where there's just not enough inventory for them to satisfy the buyers that are looking for those homes that they really love. And in every marketplace, there are older homes that need updating, that are discounted, and there are foreclosed properties in most neighborhoods that can present those opportunities if you're willing to look at them. So not only can a realtor find more buyers to help with their search, but they can open up inventory that they would often simply pass by, because maybe it's the ugly dog on the block, but if you put a new coat of paint and a new roof and a new kitchen in it, it'd be a perfectly lovely place. And if they have that kind of vision, set up that kind of vision for buyers, they can actually open up additional inventory for buyers to take a look at.
Yeah, and that's extremely important. Yeah, I spent 11 years with a new home builder, and the reason we had models is because most people, myself included, don't have great vision on, okay, what could this kitchen look like? And what could this do? And you've seen that. You've seen total transformations.
Oh, all day, every day. It's really thrilling to watch. And, you know, and again, it goes right to what I'm describing. I mean, if you can simply picture, you know, an older home, and if you look at the data in Indiana, the percentage of property and the ages, 74.1% of the property in Indiana is 30 years older. Almost half, 49.8% of the property is 50 years old or older. So there's a lot of older homes that realtors are going to list. And you know that young buyers, like millennial buyers, are the largest population of buyers today. They'll come into an older home, and if they see an I Love Lucy kitchen that's got orange countertops and avocado appliances, they're going to turn around and walk out quietly. And the realtor's not going to get a chance to have a sales conversation. So if we could set up that showing, if you will, an open house maybe, and help a buyer come into a property and have a different vision when they do. As an example, some of the things that we do in our visits to real estate companies is we try to help them develop the conversations around, you know, talking with somebody before they go out and show them the house. Where somebody's, you know, looking for new cabinets and granite countertops, you know, maybe preface the visit to the open house by saying, listen, I'm going to show you a house in your price range, but I want you to know it's, you know, you're probably going to want a new paint job and a new roof and a new kitchen, and we can help you get that done and get you into the house at an affordable level. We've got to be able to set up that vision or thought about the opportunity of affordability, and you might have to work a little bit for it. And I think it, you know, a lot of realtors are really paying attention to that right now, because you know they're struggling finding homes that the eligible buyers want to buy. And this is a way to give them a different opportunity to get that done.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people, agents, say that people want, you know, they want what they want, and that's we're able to accomplish that because now they can get what they want.
That's exactly right.
And the other piece I think is interesting. When I was selling new homes, one of the big deals is, you know, people love the newness of a new home, but they didn't like the newness of a neighborhood.
Yes.
They like the older neighborhood with the trees, established neighbors, your yards are established, they don't have the dirt and all that you get with a brand new home. This is a way to accomplish that. You can accomplish basically making the home brand new in an established neighborhood with all the benefits of an established neighborhood.
Well, that's absolutely correct. If you can choose where you want to live and buy those things that you mentioned, the established neighborhoods and the communities that have been there for a while and have all the trees and parks and frankly the schools that people really want their kids to go to, and often the houses that have been updated or the newer homes in those kinds of communities are pretty expensive. But if you're open to looking at those that are discounted, that may just not be quite as pretty, it may give you an opportunity to find the inventory that can satisfy, you know, that kind of a goal. And if we go back to, you know, building the population of buyers, if you think about that a little bit too, Rick, and sometimes a lot of the homes we're talking about, just to use an example, most of the bank-owned homes in every community, they're deeply discounted, and they're often listed as is, cash only, and people perceive that only investors can buy them. And investors certainly are good customers for those houses, but if you look at the data around that for a moment, in Indiana, somebody who could be an investor, you would certainly assume is a higher income earner. Only about 2% of the population in Indiana makes $200,000 or more. And that's really the only level of income, $200,000 and higher, that has the money in the bank to write a check and then remodel the kitchen and do the improvements and hang on to the property until you sell it. But if the real estate community were more open to this kind of an opportunity, and you could appeal to the greater population, the people in the qualifying levels, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, actually represent more like 50% of the population. So it's really opening up a much bigger buyer pool and a much bigger pool of inventory that those buyers can look at.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So if somebody's hearing and listening to this, and then now they're thinking, okay, so what's the process and how do I get started?
Sure. So let me kind of list the process steps or the milestones real quick for you, and then we'll spend just a minute or two on the most important one. The first step, of course, in all mortgages is the qualification. The second is you pick your realtor, if you will, and sometimes those two are interchangeable, of course. But in picking a realtor, if you're going to look at older homes or homes that need to be updated, a good conversation about the realtor's understanding of these programs is a great idea. And if the realtor you choose is, your uncle or your aunt, and you really want to use them and they don't know about these kinds of programs, then you need to have them call Rick Ritma, so we can talk to them and make them very comfortable that this is a real live opportunity. So one, qualification; two, pick your realtor; three, call Rick because you'll need a qualification; four, write a contract on a house. And then we get into the process steps of inspections, and there's a certain type of inspection when you're going to do renovations to your property that is very helpful to getting all your decisions made. And that inspection is by a construction consultant. And their job is to visit a property and make sure that your plan for improvements includes all the necessary work to get a certificate of occupancy at the end of the project and to estimate and break down the repairs into categories and materials and labor. Then we do a final structure of the loan based on final numbers. We close, and as I explained before, when we close, we have the purchase money and the renovation funds. We pay off the seller. We put the renovation funds in an escrow account. And from the escrow account, we pay for the improvements through a system of inspections and draw requests. So there's a number of steps, as I said, but back to how do you get started? It's really the fundamentals that are important. And as they are in every mortgage, it's one, qualification, and it's two, an education or orientation to what you're getting into. So our qualification is a little bit different, where when we qualify as somebody, we're going to have a conversation about the loan amount, representing sales price plus improvements, not just sales price.
Right.
So if somebody's qualified for $200,000, we talk with them about not buying a place for $200,000. Go look at the one for $150,000 that needs the new kitchen, and we can add that into your qualification.
Yeah.
And that just makes all sense in the world. The second piece on the education is let's get on the phone. And you know this, Rick. We volunteer all the time to do conference calls and orientation calls, and we'll do it before somebody goes out to buy a house to make sure they understand what the steps are and that they're comfortable that, again, this is a real live opportunity that can help them find affordable home ownership.
Yeah, I think that's critical. That's a real critical piece to the whole process. I think that's one of those things that many people are missing when they're you know, in other lenders where they don't really completely understand the process, and we
yep.
have people who do.
Yep.
And you guys.
One of the ladies, just to kind of demonstrate that, one of the people on our staff, Danielle Tripoli. Her job is to chase down the contractors, and if anybody's ever been involved in a project, you'll totally get that, because lots of times contractors have paperwork on their dashboard.
Right. Yep.
And,
that's right.
And it's a little tough to get the papers you need. And Danielle, all Danielle does is work with contractors all day, every day, to make sure they have the credentials that we need to be sure that they're going to be a good contractor for our borrowers.
And that's really watching out for the borrower. That's
yep.
very important to do. We have just a couple more minutes. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, what I'd like to add is just an invitation to people to, you know, again, just kind of open up your mind a little bit to the opportunities really that are there in older properties. Unfortunately, we see them not included in real live viable inventory in most markets, and frankly they are, and often the quality of construction is really terrific, and maybe you know, it just hasn't been maintained or updated. Maybe it has been maintained but not updated, and people will come in and take a look, and you know, the things that you see on HGTV, you know, like move the wall and update the kitchen. Anybody can do that with the right guidance and the right financing package. And renovation loans can help anybody put that together.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And it's something a lot of people don't know about. And if anybody has additional questions, please feel free to give me a call. My number is 317-658-5240. That's 317-658-5240. And Jim, thank you so much for joining me. I think you really helped people understand the renovation project and hopefully open some minds up.
That'd be great. Thank you very much for the time, Rick. I really appreciated being with you. And I hope you're right. I hope we can touch a couple of people and they can find an affordable opportunity.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you all for joining me. And please tune in next week when I'm going to talk about the real estate market today and how it's not the market of 2008, which you're hearing a lot about in the recession. So please join me for that and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Rickma. Please join us again next Saturday at 3:30 on Freedom 95.